This meditation is based on the Light of the Soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, discussing the eight means to union with the soul. Means one is the five commandments: yama, self-control, restraint, the abstention from wrong acts. These commandments relate the aspirant to other people and to the outside world. Read the Great Quest meditation document on the commandment about abstaining from theft. This will aid you in understanding the nuances of this commandment and the interrelation of all five commandments as part of man's universal duty. In these sutras about the five commandments, we are given one of the most important Raja Yoga spiritual techniques that teaches us to cultivate an opposite thought to counterbalance the negative one. Theft has reference not only to the taking of things tangible and physical, but has reference also to abstention from theft on the emotional or mental planes, taking love, good favor, praise rightfully belonging to another, taking over duties or opportunities that belong to another, or robbing someone of goodwill through projection of negative thoughts. If we feel empty inside, if we covet what someone else has, physical ability, beauty, youth, material wealth, love, this leads to mental, emotional, and physical stealing. The counterbalancing thought is to be honest and to have integrity. The aspirant does not curry favor or popularity, and he adheres with strictness to that which is his own. This is the true abstention from theft. Let every man attend to his own dharma and fulfill his own role, is the Eastern injunction. Mind your own business is the Western attempt to teach the same truth. It leads to meeting your own obligations, to shouldering your own responsibility, and to fulfilling your own duty and refraining from appropriating anything that belongs to someone else. Practice. When the aspirant has learned to desire nothing for the separated self, he can then be trusted with the riches of the universe. When he makes no demand for the lower nature and claims nothing for the threefold physical man, then all that he desires comes to him unasked and unclaimed. Basic meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. Pause for assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker, focused within the soul-illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. A. Theft is contrary to yoga. What is the nature of the theft referred to? To what extent do you steal from others? Whether this is affection, high regard, or anything that does not rightfully belong to you? B. What do you feel that you lack inside, that impels you to want to grasp after what others have? See the solar angel, master, or God giving you what you need, respect, love, healthy esteem, etc. When abstention from theft is perfected, the yogi can have whatever he desires. Visualize yourself having perfected desirelessness, that you ask nothing for your separated self, and what this will mean in your life. Exercise. Counterbalancing thought. Honesty or integrity. A. Identify an area of your life where you steal. Why you take what does not belong rightfully to you. B. Identify also what it is that you feel you lack inside, which impels you to do this. C. See the solar angel, master, or God giving you what you feel you need. Respect, love, healthy esteem, etc. D. See yourself acting with integrity in that particular area in the future. Endeavor to feel love flowing from you to other people, soul to soul, then to the whole world. Throughout the month, be vigilant in your thoughts, words, and actions to ensure you do not take what does not rightfully belong to you. Be especially vigilant with what you covet emotionally. Three, visualization exercise. This should only take a minute or so. One, choose one obstacle which you believe you have and wish to work with. 2. Very briefly, realize how the obstacle prevents you from moving forward spiritually. 3. Determine that you will eliminate the obstacle. 4. Using your will and your powers of concentration, for a few seconds, visualize yourself demonstrating the opposite, positive quality. Four, meditation. Follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. One, Each day, select one of the seed thoughts in the assigned document and focus on it. 2. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. 3. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness high above mind and open to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. 4. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.